Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. If you're feeling like the world's a bit too much, sometimes you know, that overwhelming mix of emotions, expectations, and just plain chaos, then welcome to the Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Stoicism and self-control. Sound serious? Yeah, maybe a little. But trust me, it's not some ancient philosophy for grumpy philosophers in robes. It's about becoming the best version of yourself, mastering your emotions, and crushing those goals you've been setting. Ever felt like you're at the mercy of your feelings? Like anger, stress, or anxiety just take over and hijack your decisions? Stoicism is all about taking back the reins, learning to navigate those turbulent waters with grace and clarity. Think of it as mental judo redirecting those powerful emotions instead of being thrown around by them. Okay. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you start your journey towards emotional mastery and self-control. First up, recognize and accept what's within your control. It sounds simple, right? But how often do we stress about things totally outside our influence? Traffic, the weather, other people's opinions, yeah, those are all good candidates for let-go energy. Focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions is where true power lies. It's like being a master chef in your own life, choosing the ingredients and crafting the dish instead of just reacting to whatever gets thrown at you. Second, practice mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present? This isn't about meditating for hours on end, though that can be awesome too. It's about being fully aware of what's happening in this moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? When your mind starts wandering off into the future or past, gently bring it back to the present. It's like training a puppy takes time and patience, but those moments of clarity are golden. Next up, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, make a list, write down 3 things you're grateful for every day. Doesn't have to be anything grand, just little things that bring you joy. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good conversation with a friend. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate the good stuff in life, which is a powerful antidote to negativity and stress. Number 4. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, Stoicism takes a step further. They believe the obstacles are inevitable, but how we respond to them defines us. View setbacks not as failures, but as chances to learn, adapt, and become more resilient. And finally, practice self-compassion. This is huge. We're all human, we make mistakes, we have bad days. Be kind to yourself, treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, progress isn't linear, it's a journey with ups and downs. Think about that last time you felt overwhelmed by your emotions. You know, maybe you blew up at a friend or snapped at a family member. Or perhaps you just spiraled into a self-doubt vortex, letting those negative thoughts take over. Stoicism would say, hey, that happened, it's okay. Now, how can you learn from it? How can you respond differently next time? It's not about suppressing your emotions, but rather understanding them, channeling them constructively, and ultimately becoming the calm amidst the storm. Alright folks, those are the key takeaways for today. Control your thoughts, be present, practice gratitude, see challenges as growth opportunities, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Remember, mastering your emotions isn't about being emotionless, it's about being in charge of your reactions, living with intention, and creating a life that's fulfilling and meaningful. So, what are you waiting for? Start putting these principles into action today. Take a deep breath, focus on the present moment, and remember you've got this. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for balance, keep growing, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.